It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, I can't understand that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
And it's not fair just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Happy Friday to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. Thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, and we have producer Luke, and Rachel, and Nicole, and Zach, Echo Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Friday, producer Joe.
Happy Friday, Kim. And the list just keeps getting bigger.
I know. There's a lot of people that makes this thing happen. So thank you to all of you for all of your hard work. You and I have been working diligently. We are pre-recording for the week of Thanksgiving. And love being able to take time off during that time. But man, we're working like maniacs.
Yes, ma'am, we are.
But great shows. Oh my gosh, the content is going to be so amazing.
I'm so excited to hear it on the radio.
So check out our website. That is kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter there. You will get first look at our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent essays. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice on an independent station, and we are searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Let's see here. America's Veterans Stories, this Sunday. The interview is with Pepe Ramirez, United States Marine Corps. And it is a fabulous interview. We did not even get to what he's doing now. And so we will be scheduling a second interview with him, part two. So very excited about that as well. Our word of the day is apathy. And it is spelled A-P-A-T-H-Y. It's a noun. It is lack of interest or concern, especially regarding matters of general importance or appeal, indifference. It could be lack of emotion or feeling, impassiveness, or want of feeling, absence of suppression of passion, emotion, or excitement, insensibility, or indifference. And I think I'm going with the first definition on that, which is actually going to get us over here to quote of the day. So our word of the day, apathy, A-P-A-T-H-Y, will be in the quote of the day. But since it is Friday, tomorrow's Veterans Day. But you know what else? You know what else it is today? It's
what?
A test. It's the Marine's birthday.
I did not know that.
It is the Marine's birthday. Happy birthday, all of you Marines out there. And Veterans Day is tomorrow. So there's, I have so much to tell you. There's going to be two potential great events. They're all kind of related as well. Tomorrow, the USMC Memorial Foundation will be hosting an event out at the Marine Memorial. I got to check the weather. When I checked yesterday, it was supposed to be a good day. But, you know, they never know for sure what the weather's going to be the next day. But they think through climate change and using all of the control and everything that's going on with the whole climate change narrative, that they can tell you what the temperature is going to be in 100 years. I don't believe it. But anyway, okay, tomorrow. Oh, it should be a beautiful Colorado day. 58 degrees for the high. So,
fingers crossed.
Yes. So, two things. USMC Memorial Foundation will be hosting an event for Veterans Day out at the memorial. And you can get the information by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That is usmcmemorialfoundation.org. And then also the Center for American Values will be hosting an open house. Drew Dix will be there, Medal of Honor recipient, co-founder of the Center for American Values. And the other founder is Brad Padula. And Brad is an Emmy Award-winning documentary maker. And so tomorrow, 1 to 4 at the center, they'll be having an open house and screening of one of their documentaries. But there is a parade in Pueblo at 10, and then their event starts at 1. And so you can get more information about that. Actually, not about the parade, that you have to go to the Pueblo, their information on that. But for the open house, you go to Center for American Values, and their website is AmericanValues.org. That is AmericanValuesCenter.org. I should have that memorized. I say it every day. But anyway, put in Center for American Values, and it will get you there. So, Veterans Day, my friends, we need to, it's not just about sales or whatever it is. It is about stopping and remembering our veterans. And our Vietnam veterans, be sure and say thank you, because they were not thanked when they came home. So again, usmcmemorialfoundation.org and americanvaluecenter.org. There's all kinds of information about what we can do to honor our veterans. So with that, I'm going to pull this out of my little office in a bag. This is a fabulous Christmas or Hanukkah gift, and you can get it down at the center, or you can order it at the Center for American Values, and it's the Medal of Honor quote book, and it's just a great book, an inspirational book. It is a great gift, and on Fridays we are taking quotes from the Medal of Honor quote book and telling the stories of these men. My dream would be that every student in Colorado every year would take one of these quotes from this book, and that they would study it, and they would study the men and their lives. They'll find that they were not perfect men, but what they will find is that when the situation presented itself, they took action. And the situation is presenting itself to us, and we must take action as well. So I got to do something really fun last night. The Liberty Girls had an event to honor 6 women. And it was an amazing group of women. So let's see, it was Lori Smith of 303 Creative, who went to all the way to the Supreme Court, and they ruled basically freedom for our freedom. So I was sitting next to her, and I'm like, oh, you are the Lori Smith. So I think we'll try to get her on the show. And let's see, then to my right was Erin Lee, who we actually we've recorded a show with her and Kevin Lundberg for Thanksgiving week. And she and her husband, John, are parents that have taken a stand against the indoctrination of their child. She thought she was going to art club after school, and it was actually a transgender indoctrination meeting. And let's see, then, Deb Flora, who has been a radio show host. She's running for Congress. Lori Gimmelstein, the founder of the Colorado Parents Activist Network, or it's CPAN is what it is. And then Cora Madison, who we've had her on many times. She was with Roots Medical. And I knew I recognized the name, but I went up to her and I'm like, oh, you are the Cora Madison. So it was really great. And so just for her taking a stand during COVID, because she was in the geriatric business, taking care of geriatric patients. So it was really fascinating, Joe.
That's amazing.
It was really amazing. It was put on by the Liberty Girls. And the founder is Donna Sweeten. And it's a non-political group, although they do talk about politics. And many of the girls may do things in politics, but it's non-political. And she's grown. They just had their third year anniversary. And it's just a really dynamic group. I wish I could name everyone. Want to say hello to Angela. And then Jen, who's on their planning committee. Came up, she said, I listen to you all the time, so I want to say hi to Jen. And so it was really special. I was out a little late last night, though.
Sounds like it.
But thank you to the Liberty Girls, and I was so honored to be on the stage with those other women as well. So let's see. Okay, we're going to get to our quote of the day. And I bet Christy Whaley can tell me, I'm pretty sure there's a movie about this. Thomas J. Hudner, Jr., United States Navy Medal of Honor. He was born in 1924. He died in 2017. He was a United States Navy officer and naval aviator. And he rose to the rank of captain, received the Medal of Honor for his actions in trying to save the life of his wingman, Ensign Jesse L. Brown, during the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir. in the Korean War. And so this was December 4, 1950. And this is what the citation says. It says, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty as a pilot in Fighter Squadron 32 while attempting to rescue a squadron mate whose plane, struck by anti-aircraft fire and trailing smoke, was forced down behind enemy lines. Quickly maneuvering to circle the downed pilot and protect him from enemy troops infesting the area, Lieutenant Hudner risked his life to save the injured flyer who was trapped alive in the burning wreckage. Fully aware of the extreme danger in landing on the rough mountainous terrain, now think about this, and the scant hope of escape or survival in sub-zero temperature, he put his plane down skillfully in a deliberate wheels-up landing in the presence of enemy troops. With his bare hands, he packed the fuselage with snow to keep the flames away from the pilot and struggled to pull him free. Unsuccessful in this, he returned to his crashed aircraft and radioed other airborne planes, requesting that a helicopter be dispatched with an axe and fire extinguisher. He then remained on the spot despite the continuing danger from enemy action, and with the assistance of the rescue pilot, renewed a desperate but unavailing battle against time, cold, and flames. Lieutenant Hudner's exceptionally valiant action and selfless devotion to a shipmate sustain and enhance the highest traditions of the U.S. Naval Service. Does that not take your breath away, my friends? And this is what he said. Our freedom, envied the world over, was attained at great personal sacrifice. We cannot allow it to wither away through apathy. Joe?
Wow. And you just got to think, like, trying to flip a plane wheels up, you've got to wrestle with the yoke of that plane a lot to even get it to maneuver like that. And then to hold it there for a landing is an impressive feat of strength in itself.
Okay, I don't know that much about it, but I'm sure that's true. But and did you hear the term mountainous? Mountainous, too, as well. Unbelievable. So, my friends, we are in a battle for our country. And I will be giving a couple of speeches next week as well, and I referenced this last night. We are in the third founding of our country. And there is a big war. There's a culture war. We're in a battle of ideas. But that is why we must engage. The action, as these Medal of Honor recipients, they took action when the situation presented itself. The situation is here, my friends. But we must know what we must know the issues. We have to engage with our friends, and our family, and our colleagues in reasonable conversations, which means we have to know. Reasonable and rational, I would say. We have to know what's going on. And so if you listen to the show every day, I mean, I'm preparing you, me, Joe, all of us for battle in this battle of ideas. So with that, let's see. There is one headline we need to make sure that we highlight, and that is, and actually Ben Murray with the Independence Institute mentioned that this was probably going to happen, but Governor Polis has called for a special session of the state legislature over these rising property taxes. And so this is going to be really interesting. This is going to happen soon. And I'm thinking, as the president of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, you know, we will be on it, which is good. But I'm thinking, oh, I didn't. I'm glad they're doing it. It's just I'm thinking of the time. And so at that point, I actually do need to give a shout out to my Colorado Union of Taxpayers fellow board members, and they are doing an amazing job. That's Steve Dorman, Greg Goliansky, Russ Haas, Bill Hamill, Carl Honegger, Rob Knuth, John Nelson, Joseph O'Loughlin, Wendy Warner, and Marty Nielsen. These people have seen a situation, and they have taken action. And so we'll be on this special session to lower property taxes. We really need property tax reform here in Colorado. So wouldn't it be amazing if we were able to do something about that? We get to do the show because of great sponsors. One of those is Hooters Restaurants, and they have five locations: Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And they have great specials for lunch Monday through Friday, and Wings Day special on Wednesday. Buy 20 wings, you get an additional 10 for free. The girls were over on Wednesday night, and so I partook of that. How I got to know them, it is an important story. And it happened when I was on city council. And it's a story about freedom and free markets and capitalism, and how PBIs and interested parties and bureaucrats try to stomp all over that sometimes. And so you can check that story out at my website. Also, Roger Mangan is a great sponsor of the show. And one of the women that was honored last night, she has a son who's 12 years old, and he had a sweatshirt on, and he said he was a wrestler. I said, "You're a wrestler." I said, "I know someone who wrestling really changed his life, and that was Roger Mangan when he was a young kid." I said, "I want you two to meet." So the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance team, it's amazing. Roger's been in business for 47 years, taking care of his family, taking care of his customers, giving back to his community, and also he actually can help anybody here in Colorado at all. So their phone number is 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan team is there.
Rosie's doing it. So is Yvonne. Same with Lori. Michelle's been at it since February of last year. Jody started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? They're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? Are you ready to get at it and save? Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855. Don't delay. Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855 today.
If you are 62 or older, a reverse mortgage could be a great tool regarding retirement and estate planning. It is essential to understand the process. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry and has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Licensed in 49 states, Kim Monson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love The Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields. So they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show, and we are having some patriotic music because tomorrow is Veterans Day, and it's really important that we stop and reflect and that we honor our veterans. And actually, I have a veteran on the line right now, Colorado Representative Richard Holthorff. Representative Holthorff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me on this beautiful morning.
Well, it's good to have you, and you are a veteran, so happy Veterans Day, and thank you for my freedom.
Thank you, Kim. Most people don't know, but I served 29 years in the United States Army. I'm retired as a colonel. Most people also know that I did 5 overseas tours and 2 combat tours. So I spent a long time in the military, and I'm very proud of all the veterans who served, those that made those very difficult sacrifices when they deployed to the Middle East numerous times, very difficult conditions. Well, and of course, those who have made the ultimate sacrifice that we respect and honor tomorrow.
Absolutely. And one other thing, and I've learned, as you know, I have my America's Veterans Story show. And what I've learned, it is certainly our veterans that are serving, but we also have to acknowledge the families because it is a commitment by the families, wife, children, or husband. It is a commitment for the whole family. And so not only thank you to you, but thank you to your family as well.
Certainly. And to all those families out there, my family knows well the challenges of military service. In fact, my five daughters, when I asked them, do you want to join the military? You know, there's many opportunities for you in military service. Most of them looked at me and said, Dad, we watched you in the military and we saw how hard it was. We think that maybe we're going to go to college and do some other things with our careers. And I respect and understand that. But my family did see those challenges of being gone and deploying and coming home. And it is very difficult. So we need to be empathetic. We need to understand. Less than 5%, I think it's less than 3% of U.S. citizens now serve in the military. And that number is shrinking based on a growing population. So we need to not lose sight of that.
Absolutely. So next thing, I just mentioned it in the headlines. You serve in our state legislature, and Governor Polis is calling a special session over these rising property taxes. So what is that going to look like, Representative Holthorff?
Well, I'll tell you what I hope it looks like, and then I'll tell you what I think is the Democrats are going to try to do. First of all, I called for a special session in May in the podium on the House floor. I told my Democrat colleagues and I told the governor, I said, we need to solve this. This legislation that you've proposed with Proposition HH is not the solution, and there's a better way. Of course, they didn't listen. And now in desperation, because the governor was hedging and betting that he could fool the citizens of Colorado, that his trickery and the Democrats' planning and scheming to eliminate their taxpayer bill of rights and take that money didn't work. And now the governor's on his heels. Now the Democrats are scrambling, and we don't know what the Democrats are going to try to bring forth with their supermajority. Now, the Republicans have solutions. We had three bills last session that addressed this. The Republican Senate and the Republican House caucus have met, and we are going to, with Republicans united together, going to bring those proposals back and ask the Democrats to work in a bipartisan way and use those solution sets that we have to freezing those rates for a short period of time, and then putting a working group together that's a working group that includes everybody in the state, not a solution set that the governor put together in the back of a dark room on the first floor of the state capitol, and then have a couple of his Democrat legislators run those bills for him, Senator Fenberg, and also Representative Chris Kennedy, that are carrying the governor's agenda, and others in the state capitol. But they're going to come back, and we're not sure what they're going to bring. Of course, they're planning and scheming. And what will be the counterpunch to HH? Are they going to come after your taxpayer bill of rights and your refunds so the government doesn't overspend and waste more of your taxpayer dollars? Because we know they can. There's never enough money. And when the state treasury gets your money, they're going to find ways to spend it, and usually not responsibly.
I couldn't agree more. So, I'm very interested in all this happening, so we can talk offline on that additionally. So, actually, we were going to talk about something else, and I have a listener hi, Janie, out on the Eastern Plains, and she sends me all kinds of information. I was going through some things the other day, and there was something that she sent that was in the local paper. This was back in September, and it had your picture, and I'm like, I know that guy. And it says, I'm exploring a U.S. House bid to ride for the brand. So what's going on with that, Representative Holthorff?
Well, Kim, yesterday in Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado, which is one of the largest auction markets in Well, is the largest auction market in my district. I announced my candidacy to run for the 4th Congressional District. And I did release a press release. And there are some statements in there that I just want to share with everybody in your listening audience. I will tell you that Congress doesn't stand up for real conservative values. Many Republicans don't stand up for real conservative values. As a matter of fact, Ken Buck, he has lost his way and done many things, and I won't go into those details, that have upset many constituents in Congressional District 4. And for that reason and others, he is retiring. The Congress needs to focus on solving problems. National debt, our deficit, huge problem. Our kids and grandkids are now inheriting this debt, and it continues to grow. The border crisis, a huge problem. The national security threat from Middle Eastern-aged men coming that are on terrorist watch lists coming into our country through the southern border is a huge problem. And there's literally hundreds and thousands of gotaways. Well, how many of these men that are on the terrorist watch list have got away are now in our country?
I know.
Perhaps waiting to exact terror on our homeland.
I know.
And there's a lot of leadership is lacking. And Colorado Republicans need Colorado Republican leadership to go to Washington. And Ken Buck, now that he's retiring, will not be there to do that. So who is going to be the person that's going to bring that leadership? Well, I will contend that an Army veteran, a combat veteran, a strategic thinking Republican who graduated from the United States Army War College and has his master's degree in strategic studies from the U.S. Army War College, a fighter, a warrior who will put on the conservative armor and draw that conservative sword and stand up against the progressive left, that will stand up against the radical Marxists, the socialists, and those progressive Democrats that are trying to reimagine our country into the vision that they want, which looks more like something that would be hearkened to maybe the former Soviet Union and not the United States of America. They need that kind of a person. And I will tell you, nobody will work harder. No one will fight harder and stand up for Colorado as a Republican. And if you don't believe me, just look at what I've done in the state house in 4 years. As the House Republican whip, this last session, because of my leadership, our strategy, the Mighty 19 that stood up against a super majority in the Democrat House chamber, those Democrats, Speaker, Majority Leader, Speaker Pro Tem, and others had to use Rule 14 and Rule 16 more times than they have in the last 10 to 20 years in the state house because of what we brought to bear in that chamber.
So, Representative Holtorf, you're off to the races on this now. How can people get more information about you?
Thank you for that. You can reach out to me at holtorf4colorado.com.
And okay, so let's spell that. And is the number 4 spelled out, or is it the number 4?
It's Holtorf, that's H-O-L-T-O-R-F, F-O-R, Colorado.com. My congressional website is now open. Everyone knows that when you run for a national race, it's very expensive. So we're now that we've filed with the FEC, we're able to begin campaigning. And we're able to begin raising funds for that campaign. I've hired a D.C. consultant firm. It's very reputable. And we're going to go together, and we're going to have a very aggressive campaign. We're going to cover every part of the district. I want everybody to meet me. I want everyone to get to know me. I want everybody to understand that I will be a congressman who is in their backyard and is with them and represents we the people, not special interests, but we the people in the 4th Congressional District, because I live in the 4th Congressional District. And some candidates that are emerging don't even live in this district. And well, I always think that's a problem.
You think? So, Representative Holdhorf, thank you so much for announcing here as well. I appreciate that. And so, again, that's Representative, Colorado Representative Richard Holdhorf. Of course, he's going to be busy here with this special session that's coming up very soon. But thank you so much, and keep us in the loop.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for inviting me on the program. And God bless America, and God bless those veterans that are out there. And let's be respectful and take time for the important date tomorrow, November 11th, to celebrate Veterans Day and remember and honor those who are serving, those who have served, and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you very much, Kim.
Thank you, Representative Holdhorf. And again, that website is Holdhorf, H-O-L-T-O-R-F, F-O-R, Colorado.com. And yes, tomorrow is Veterans Day, so be sure and check out USMC Memorial Foundation. Their website is usmcmemorialfoundation.org for their events, and the Center for American Values, that is AmericanValueCenter.org, for their events. And many of you know that I'm involved with the documentary, A Climate Conversation, and that's about talking about the macro conversation regarding climate, but for your own microclimate, and that would be, oh, that's right. I was off to the races on Johnny Stubbs. It's Karen, isn't it? Oh, gosh. Joe, thank you so much. So I'll talk about Johnny Stubbs the next, nurturing for the next break. It's Karen Levine, and she knows everything about this metro real estate market. She is the person to have on your side of the table, and Joe, you're the best. Thanks so much. Karen Levine.
There are always opportunities in changing markets, and the metro real estate market is no exception. That is why you need to work with seasoned RE/MAX Alliance realtor Karen Levine when you buy your home, sell your home, consider the opportunities of a new build, or explore investment properties. Rising interest rates are spurring creativity, innovation, and opportunity in the real estate and mortgage markets. Kim Munson highly recommends award-winning RE/MAX realtor Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate questions. That's 303-877-7516.
Boson Law fights for clients who've been injured or family members who have lost a loved one due to the careless, reckless, or wrongful conduct of others. Whether injured in a car accident, suffered an injury due to a product or bad pharmaceutical drug, or need help fighting for medical care and benefits following an accident at work, don't go it alone and uninformed. Boson Law is the law firm you need in your corner. Time is of the essence with any personal injury claim. Call 303-999-9999 to schedule your complimentary consultation. That number again is 303-999-9999. Call now.
Our future depends on educated, informed, and active citizens. You could do your part by reading Dr. James Lyons Weiler's latest articles at Popular Rationalism on Substack. That's popularrationalism.substack.com.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Munson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I'm sure there's events all over the state. However, two that I would recommend that you check out is one out at the official Marine Memorial at 6th and Colfax. Paula Sarles and her team have planned a great event. You can get more information by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. And then the Center for American Values in Pueblo, Colorado, they're having an open house tomorrow afternoon as well. There is a parade tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in Pueblo. And Pueblo is known as the home of heroes because there are four Medal of Honor recipients that grew up in Pueblo, Colorado. So more information on that, AmericanValueCenter.org. On the line with me is a special guest, and that is Scott Powell. He is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. He has this book, you know, we're coming into Christmas, Hanukkah, and hard copies of these books. So the Medal of Honor quote book from the Center for American Values, this Rediscovering America, How the National Holidays Tell an Amazing Story About Who We Are. These are books you should have on in hardcover in your Freedom Library at home. And so I've got it right here in my hand. I also have it on audiobooks. Scott Powell, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Kim. It's great to be with you and your wonderful audience.
Well, thank you. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, November 11th. Today's the Marines' birthday. Let's talk about it takes my breath away. You've titled this chapter Veterans Day, A Celebration of the Greatest Love. Why?
Well, of course, the greatest love is to be willing to give your life for others. In war, when we think of being in a foxhole and a grenade comes into that foxhole and there are, say, three or four people in that foxhole, and the one person that jumps on the grenade to protect his comrades from being injured, who gives his life and dies to save the others, that is what a hero is. Now, veterans, Veterans Day celebrates those who survived war, so let's not get Memorial Day and Veterans Day confused. But I would say this in the outset of our conversation, that, we're passing through a time of unprecedented challenges, where division has been heightened to a level not really seen since the Civil War. The founders of America and our many heroic figures, you could start out with Christopher Columbus to Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, even Washington himself, they've all come under siege. And their statues have been desecrated over the last 3+ years. And I think this has resulted in it results in a diminution of respect for our heritage. And our enemies, I would remind everybody, take solace when Americans engage in self-immolation, if you will, self-destruction. So holidays are really important to counter that. And the reason that we need to remember and celebrate our holidays is it's the one time of the year where you stop what you're doing and you reflect on what it was, what were the qualities of character that enabled our country to get through a war. In this case, Veterans Day has its origin actually in World War I. And it was first known as Armistice Day, and it was celebrated. It's amazing. It was celebrated on November 11th because that was the day agreed upon by the Allied nations and Germany to begin a total cessation of hostilities. And it went into effect at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. And this is after some 20 million people from both sides had given their lives in the war effort. So what a profound holiday. Just think about that. And, it's interesting, our Congress people in Washington, who we have a love and hate relationship, years and years ago, they wanted to move the holidays to Monday because, when a holiday falls on a specific day, it rotates every year. Sometimes it'll come up on a Tuesday or a Thursday, the middle of the week. It might even come up on a weekend. And they thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to have holidays come up on Mondays? And so in 1968, I think it was, the Uniform Holidays Act was sponsored and it was passed, which was to move all the major holidays to a Monday so that the date of the holiday would change, but it would always be celebrated on, say, in the case of Martin Luther King Day, it was celebrated on the second Monday of January. President's Day would be celebrated on the third Monday of February, and so forth. And they did that with Memorial Day. So Memorial Day is no longer on May 30th. it is on the last Monday of May. And so they wanted to do the same thing with Veterans Day. They wanted to make it a floating holiday. And you know that the veterans of America rose up in opposition to that. They said, how dare you move this sacred day? November 11th was the date of the origin, because that was the day agreed upon by the, you know, by the Allied nations in Germany to bring about a cessation of hostilities in this very awful, bloody war. And this is a sacred day. And you know, the veterans prevailed. This is the only holiday, you know, other than, you know, say the religious holidays, Christmas, Easter, and so forth. But it's among all the other American holidays, this is the only one that doesn't rotate. It is fixed on November 11th. And a lot of people don't realize that, how special Veterans Day really is.
It's been this journey for me. I think, you know, back in 2016, I accompanied a group. It was through the Denver Police Activities League that accompanied four D-Day veterans back to Normandy, France for the 72nd anniversary of the D-Day landings. And so there were students, there were police officers, there was 24 approximately in the whole group, but four D-Day veterans. And that really changed my
tears. A lot of tears on that day, right?
Oh my gosh, it changed my life. I shared this story last night. The Liberty Girls honored six women last night, and I had the honor to be one of them. And thank you again to Donna Sweeten and her team, and Jen, and everybody there. I so appreciate them. My friend Kim was there as well. But I shared this story. As you know, the Higgins, you know, Omaha Beach was known as Bloody Omaha. And the guys that went on that beach, it was tough. It's depicted pretty well, I think, in Saving Private Ryan. And Scott, so two of the guys were just kids. Frank DeVito was like 17 years old. He was with the Coast Guard, and he ends up manning the ramp on a Higgins boat, First Wave Omaha. Joe Shida, you know, two guys from New Jersey, both of them. And Joe Shida was a pilot on the Higgins boat. And so here they are in their 90s. And I'm just learning. I mean, I didn't understand all of this. So over on Utah Beach, there is a monument to the Higgins boats. And those Higgins boats are the boats that you see with the guys getting ready to go into the beaches. You know, the ramp comes down. You see that famous photograph of the helmets. And Frank DeVita said that first wave that he received the order to put the ramp down, and he didn't want to do it because he knew that the guys, it wasn't going to end well for most of them, because they said they called it Hitler's typewriter, and it was the machine gun bullets that were hitting the front of those Higgins boats, and that was metal. I never knew this, Scott, but the sides of those Higgins boats were wood. I did not know that. I mean, and they were manufacturing so quickly. But anyway, so we're over at Utah Beach. I'm standing behind these two little guys in their 90s, veterans, and I shared this last night, and I'm just trying to listen to them. They're looking out at the channel, and one of them says to the other, he says, do you remember the first day the water was red? It wasn't until the third day the water was pink. And Scott, that changed my life. You and I have a lot of conversations. I mean, you have this great love for America and all that you're doing, but that changed my life. And it's like, I have a responsibility and a duty to not let all that be in vain, and I want to honor them. So that's my journey, how I got here.
Wow, what a story. What a story. As a matter of fact, just last weekend, I was in New Orleans where the Higgins boats were manufactured. I was there for a conference, and I, after the conference was over, I went to the World War II Museum, and what a museum that is. I highly recommend it. It was quite an experience to, you know, I could have spent days there. But you know, my feeling was, when I looked at the sacrifice that our men and boys made, I couldn't help but feel that it was the greatest generation, and would we ever get back such people? And I believe we can, but I think it's all tied to those internal qualities of character that really come about by aligning ourselves with how God created us. Mm. And of course, the enemy is attacking on all fronts to take the American people down internally, to demoralize us, to confuse us. And it's really showing up in the military now. You know, they can't, you know, the woke revolution has swept through the military, largely from the top, really. But what's happened is that young people don't want to enlist. So we have recruiting shortfalls in all the branches of the military. And you can't blame people. They don't want to, you know, people who share our values, they don't want to go into a woke military. They don't want to be put through
right.
that.
And that is such an...
And many times... It's their, you know, it's their fathers and grandfathers. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate the fact that there are great military families in America, and you know where a lot of them live, where a lot of them come out of the South.
I know.
The South is overrepresented, has been overrepresented in all of our wars, going right back to the Spanish-American War, and you know the there was still. A lot of ill will between the North and the South carrying over from the Civil War. But the fact is that, you know, that the Confederate States lost the war, and then through Reconstruction, you know, you put the country mm-hmm. back together again. But there's still a lot of ill will and resentment.
Right.
But
right.
by golly, those Southern boys enlisted in to fight, you know, to fight Spain in the Spanish-American War in 1898. And once again, they carried the day.
Well, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. It always goes way too quickly, Scott Powell. And he is the author of this amazing book, Rediscovering America. What a great gift for Christmas or for Hanukkah. And I'm going to get it right now, Producer Joe. I mentioned the documentary, A Climate Conversation. You can see that at aclimateconversation.com. And that is the macroclimate, your microclimate. Johnny Stubbs Heating and Air Conditioning Services can help you with that. And when you make your appointment for your furnace check, they'll bring you a great little gift if you say you know Kim Munson.
Johnny Stubbs Services uses only the best quality products to ensure that your heating and cooling systems run efficiently and last for years. Johnny Stubbs Services' team of experts is available to provide the proper guidance and help you make informed decisions about your heating and cooling needs. Johnny Stubbs Services prides themselves on delivering prompt and reliable service and stands behind their work with a satisfaction guarantee. JohnnyStubbsServices.com, the trusted contractor for all your heating and air conditioning needs. That's JohnnyStubbsServices.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Shooting outside can be limited, but at Franktown Firearms 10-lane, 30-yard indoor range, the weather is always just right. Franktown's range supports handguns, shotguns, rifles up to 50 caliber, and even black powder loads. And safety equipment is provided for free. Since Franktown's range is connected with their gun store, they have a full selection of rental firearms, so you can try before you buy to ensure that it's a good fit for you. And if you become a member at Franktown Firearms and Shooting Range, you can even access the range after hours. The range is very well ventilated with fresh air constantly, so you can breathe easy while you shoot. Most importantly, Franktown Firearms is a family-owned and operated gun store. At Franktown, you will be treated with respect as their client because they want you to be confident with your shooting and keep coming back. So use your own gun or try a new one on the range at Franktown Firearms today. Go to klzradio.com/Franktown to find out more. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. On the line with me is Scott Powell. He is the author of this amazing book, Rediscovering America, How the National Holidays Tell an Amazing Story About Who We Are. Highly recommended as a Christmas or Hanukkah gift. And we're talking about Veterans Day. It goes way too quick, Scott Powell. We've got about 5 minutes. So I'm just going to say, what should people know? And you did mention a reconciliation, if you want to give us a quick update on the Monument to Reconciliation in Arlington.
Well, I'm still getting over cold. We're sort of in the final stage of that battle. There was a naming commission to basically remove all Confederate names from military bases like Fort Benning, a very famous one of our famous bases is now Fort Liberty. And okay, we've accepted that. But they cast the net out a little bit too wide in wanting to take down the Reconciliation Monument in Arlington Cemetery. So we're in the midst of a battle over saving and preserving that memorial. It's not a monument to any specific person. It's not a monument to a Confederate general. It is a monument to the reconciliation of our country, the reunification of our country after the Civil War. And it was praised by four presidents, and now the woke, the woke generation of today wants to remove that. If you look up Reconciliation Memorial on the internet, you can find a lot of information. The chief group that's working to save it is Defend Arlington. I don't have anything new to report except this is an ongoing battle, and we're raising money to fight a legal battle.
Okay, well, that is so important. So we've got just a few minutes left. Veterans Day, there's some great events here in Colorado. USMC Memorial Foundation is having an event tomorrow afternoon, and there is an open house down at the Center for American Values in Pueblo. The Marine Memorial is in Golden. So we have about 3 minutes left. And again, I so highly recommend your book, and it's a wonderful gift. How would you like to button this up, Scott Powell?
Well, I think we're at a stage in our life now, American history, where we're going to see the passing away of that greatest generation, where there'll be no survivors left from World War II. And of all foreign wars in which Americans were engaged, World War II, of course, was the largest, with over 16 million soldiers serving and deployed overseas. And that's what you were describing at Omaha and Utah Beach. That's a World War II, call it an outdoor memorial. Certainly the cemetery is that great memorial. And today, only about 1% of those veterans remain alive as remnants of this greatest generation. And when we think about these veterans this November 11th, who are likely to pass away of old age in just the next few years, and there'll be no more veterans of World War II living. We should remember for America to continue its great heritage. We've got to inculcate in our citizens a willingness to sacrifice and fight to preserve liberty. And I'd like to quote Ben Franklin of all the founding fathers. He reminds us that, quote, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither safety nor liberty. That was Ben Franklin speaking to us today. Because there's a tendency in facing the enemy, and we have an enemy in America. It's an internal enemy, and that internal enemy wants to encroach on our liberty, our essential liberty, our rights as articulated in the Bill of Rights, the first ten amendments of the Constitution are so essential to American freedom. And we're seeing them being chipped away at on every front. And we can't let that happen. So You know, Veterans Day is a time to remember those who are willing to give their lives for freedom. And are we willing to give our lives to save our country? We have to have that attitude. So, and it isn't that we have to make the sacrifices that the founders made. You know, they were, when you read the Declaration of Independence, they gave up their fortunes, their homes, their properties. They gave everything for the cause of liberty. We don't need to do that, but we need to give up. We need to give up more than we've been giving in terms of our time and our prioritization of commitments. Each of us can spend several hours a week at something that can help save this country. And Kim, you've got a wealth of ideas. So call Kim and ask, what can I do? And Kim will give you some good ideas.
I would say, what is it that keeps you up at night? And then get involved in trying to fix that. Scott Powell, I so thank you for this book, Rediscovering America. I have given it to all my children and their families. And I really recommend that people get this Christmas. Hanukkah, it's a fabulous gift. We need to have these freedom libraries because the enemy wants to keep us down. But when we know about our stories, when we know about our holidays, we can work to, we have a duty to make sure that we pass on liberty to the next generation. I thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Kim.
Again, that's Scott Powell, and he is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. That book is Rediscovering America, How the National Holidays Tell an Amazing Story About Who We Are. Our quote for the end of the show is this. It's anonymous. It says, our veterans, we don't know them all, but we owe them all. So my friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Stay tuned for hour number two.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district. What on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, I can't understand that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
And it's not fair just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. And welcome to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. And thank you to the team. That's producer Joe and producers Luke, Rachel, Nicole, and Zach, Echo, Charlie, this amazing team that we get to work with to make all this happen. Happy Friday and happy Veterans Day to you, Producer Joe.
Happy Friday and happy Veterans Day, Kim.
Was that not powerful with Scott Powell? Oh, my gosh.
That was wonderful. I loved that.
I know. And that'll rebroadcast today, 1 to 2 in the afternoon. Several things. Let's see. First of all, my good friend Erin Lee, I was very honored to be honored with some other women last night by the Liberty Girls. Donna Sweeten and her team, Jen, who says that she listens to the show every day, they just did a great job. And one of the women that was honored is Erin Lee. And we actually pre-recorded an interview with Erin and Kevin Lundberg regarding their documentary Art Club, which is going to premiere a week from today, November 17th, 5:30 to 8:30, up at Dayspring Christian Church in Windsor. And you can get more information by going to artclubmovie.com. Super powerful. And so would highly recommend that you check that out. Let's see. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. And we're going to have a veteran on a little bit later, and that's Pam Long. She is a former captain in the Army Medical Services Corps, and she is a West Point graduate. And she is an author for us as well as at Children's Health Defense. And so she's written a really important piece about vaccines. Imagine that. She and I, that's how we met, was that whole issue. But Veterans Day tomorrow. And highly recommend that you stop, and we need to reflect and honor our veterans and say thank you, particularly to our Vietnam veterans, because they never were told thank you. An event out at the USMC Memorial Foundation that is putting on at the memorial. And you can get more information about that at usmcmemorialfoundation.org, and that is tomorrow afternoon right here in Golden. In Pueblo, there will be a parade tomorrow morning, and then the Center for American Values is having an open house and will be screening a documentary. Drew Dix is going to be there. He's a Medal of Honor recipient. He's one of the co-founders of the center. The other co-founder is Brad Padula, who is a Emmy Award-winning documentary maker. And you can get more information on that by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. That is AmericanValueCenter.org. So I went to, well, first of all, our word of the day is apathy. And that is spelled A-P-A-T-H-Y. And we will be using this in a sentence. And I normally, in the first hour, do give the complete Medal of Honor citation for the quotes. So I'm pulling these from, again, another great Christmas Hanukkah gift is this Medal of Honor quote book from the Center for American Values. And Drew said that they actually, the size is such that a military personnel could put it in their pocket, the side pocket in their pants. But it's just a great book. I highly, highly recommend it as a gift. And you can find that in AmericanValueCenter.org as well. But it's the story. If you want that, you'll have to listen today at 1, if you didn't hear it this morning. It's the story of Thomas J. Hudner, Jr., United States Navy, Medal of Honor, born in 1924, died in 2017. And he was a United States Navy officer and naval aviator, rose to the rank of captain, received the Medal of Honor for his actions in trying to save the life of his wingman, Jesse L. Brown, during the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir in the Korean War. Powerful. So our word is apathy of the day, and it's lack of interest or concern, especially regarding matters of general importance or appeal, indifference. Or two, it could be lack of emotion or feeling. Number three, it could be want of feeling, absence or suppression of passion, emotion, or excitement. Thomas J. Hudner used this in his quote for his portrait at the Medal of Honor down at the Center for American Values in their Portraits of Valor. Got to get everything straight. He said this: our freedom, envied the world over, was attained at great personal sacrifice. We cannot allow it to wither away through apathy. So that's why we do the show. That's why we continue to engage in this battle of ideas. Headline that you need to be aware of is Governor Polis has called for a special session, which Republicans have been asking for, to address, you know, this huge increase in property assessment values, which will become huge property tax increases if not addressed. So this needs to be addressed. I'm calling for real property tax reform here in Colorado. And so that's an important headline. That has to happen before the end of the year. So that's going to be happening here soon, because the end of the year is not very far away. As I've mentioned, first of all, our documentary, A Climate Conversation, you can find that at Climate Conversation, view it there. It was on Newsmax again last Saturday night, and we're going to be starting a podcast on around this as well. Walt Johnson, this was his brainchild, and so appreciate what he's done to make this movie happen. Nation.com, you can check that out. Kind of in jest, I say that talks about the macro, our macro climate, but our microclimate, our own home, our heating and air conditioning, Thinking about that, you need to think of Johnny Stubbs Heating and Air Conditioning Services. They are a great sponsor of the show. We have on the line John Lennon, who is the owner, founder of Johnny Stubbs Heating and Air Conditioning Services. John,
good morning, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I've got some questions I want to ask about another love of yours. But before we get into that, I will mention, you're a car guy. And I want to talk about that. And I love my vehicle, and I've taken really good care of it. I have 250,000 miles on my vehicle because I've taken care of it. And you could help people try to get 250,000 miles out of their heating and air conditioning units with proper maintenance, right?
That is correct, ma'am.
And that's why a furnace check is really important right now, yes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This time of year, there's a number of small components that we can make sure are clean and functioning so that the system stays on and cycles properly, just to prolong life of the equipment.
Well, and particularly with furnaces, you need to make sure that everything is working properly, because it could be deadly if, for example, you're having some carbon monoxide challenges. And when you all came out for my air conditioning check, you do both. And Robert said, Kim, and then I remember you sitting in my kitchen counter and you said, Kim, and I'm like, but we had a conversation and I did get a new furnace. I just didn't want to spend the money. That's what happens. But you said, this is what's going on. And you could wait until fall to do something, or you could do something now, but you're going to need to address something with your furnace. And so we decided at that time, John, to go ahead and get something done, and I'm really glad that we did.
Yeah, well, and we're very appreciative of the trust that you put in us to make sure you're healthy and safe and comfortable. And furnaces are, if they fail, it can be catastrophic. So we like to make sure a number of the safety components are working and the furnace is operating correctly so that we don't have any issues. We want to make sure everyone can wake up every morning and continue on with life. So that's when it comes to furnaces, that's our most important thing is making sure that carbon monoxide is where it's supposed to be and not flooding into the house. And, we take your safety and everyone's safety really high at Johnny Stubbs.
Well, I don't take it lightly because in my hometown, when I was a kid, a family had an issue with that and several members of the family died. And so that is why I really believe in proper maintenance of these units. And so that's why, of course, I have you out on a regular basis. And anybody, when they call and they to make their appointment on anything regarding heating or air conditioning, there's a great little gift bag. You said you still have a few left at least, right?
we do have a couple left. So, for hopefully the next week or two, anyone that calls in will get that gift bag.
And but still, after those are gone, just let them know that you know me as well. So, John, I did want to get over to something else that I learned about you. And you have this group. It's called Zero to 60. And you invited me to one of the luncheons. And I'm going to try to make the monthly luncheons. I didn't have it on my calendar. But you're meeting today. It's Zero to 60. And I was sitting in the room with all the members of Zero to 60. And I just felt like I was in this room of creative entrepreneurs. So tell us a little bit about Zero to 60.
Well, Zero to 60 was the idea of a number of guys in the group that we all have a love and passion for vehicles. So we've all had different makes and models of vehicles throughout our years. We go out on drives. We do rallies during the summer and stuff like that. And one of the guys in our group wanted us all to just keep a closer bond and work better together with everything and support each other. So with that came Zero to 60 networking. So within that, we've got a couple hundred members total, all ranging from different vehicles and different backgrounds, different mindsets, obviously. And we all come together once a month at a minimum for lunch at Eddie V's on Friday, the second Friday of every month. And we usually have one guest speaker. They tell us about their organization, their business, their cause. And we just rally around them, try to help them support. So this this month we're doing From Silence to Saved, totally against trafficking. So it's for sexually trafficked people. We're helping the organization get some traction in funding to help pull people out of that lifestyle and get them on a better foot moving forward in life. So we'll be learning about that organization today. But the nice thing about it is we're all like-minded individuals, all entrepreneurs, business owners and stuff. So we focus on how can we operate better, how can we help send referrals back and forth. And now I know I've got a trusted person in roofing. I've got a trusted electrical guy. I've got an insurance guy. I got these guys that are in my group that I deal with on a regular basis that I know on a personal level also. So it makes me more comfortable, you know, saying, hey, Randy Bales with State Farm Insurance is my go-to guy. He does all my commercial insurance and my automotive insurance. You know, I've got Carl with Big Rock Construction. He does all my basement remodels, and I work with him on doing the HVAC side of that. So it's having that network of people that we can work with and know that I can trust him to go to your house and that he's not going to do something that doesn't need to be done, or I can send you to Randy and he's going to give you what you need, you know, and not what he needs. So it's just great having those relations with a number of people. And like I said, there's all kinds of different backgrounds and businesses that are within this group with a couple hundred members. So we really, you know, we enjoy that side of it, but then we love to get out and drive our cars. So, you know, you saying you got 250,000 miles. I think you're driving a Yukon, correct?
Right, right. Yukon XL.
Yeah, so, you know, and we love all cars. We've got guys that have old classic cars. We've got high-end exotics. We've got American Muscle. You know, anyone that just loves to get out and drive, enjoys cars. You know, if you want to just see a car show even, you know, second Friday of every month at Eddie V's off of Bellevue and I-25. You know, on any given Friday that we're having a lunch, we'll have 50 or so cars in the parking lot. It's just it's a cool scene to come and see that even in itself, let alone the business that's being conducted or the deals that are going on inside the lunch.
Absolutely. And when I drove up, when I attended the lunch, I'm like, I just got my car detailed. You know, and they said, you know, women, now not all women, but you can ask women, well, what kind of car do you have? And you say, I have a white one. So so I can't make it today, but I hope to next month. But if somebody is interested in getting more information, they could reach out to you at Johnny Stubbs Heating and Air Conditioning Services if they're interested in learning more about 0 to 60 Networking Club, correct?
That is correct. So, and we also have a Facebook page for 0 to 60 Networking and a website too, and it's just 0to60networking.com. Or you can find us on social media also.
Okay. John Lennon with Johnny Stubbs Heating and Air Conditioning Services, I thank you for your great partnership.
Well, I appreciate it, Kim, and thanks for trusting us with your home, and we look forward to many more years of building our relationship.
Well, that sounds just great. And again, that is Johnny Stubbs Heating and Air Conditioning Services. Get your furnace checked now. And one of my great sponsors is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. And Roger knows that life can be challenging, and it's the Mangan's team's mission to maximize your financial security as you manage the risks of everyday life. So call Roger Mangan now at 303-795-8855 for more information. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
Rosie's doing it. So is Yvonne. Same with Lori. Michelle's been at it since February of last year. Jody started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? They're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? Are you ready to get at it and save? Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855. Don't delay. Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855 today.
There are always opportunities in changing markets, and the metro real estate market is no exception. That is why you need to work with seasoned RE/MAX Alliance Realtor Karen Levine when you buy your home, sell your home, consider the opportunities of a new build, or explore investment properties. Rising interest rates are spurring creativity, innovation, and opportunity in the real estate and mortgage markets. Kim Munson highly recommends award-winning RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate questions. That's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of the Kim Munson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. That's a great segue into what we have in this next segment here, next two segments with Pam Long. You know her. She is a West Point graduate. She is a former captain in the Army Medical Service Corps. She is very involved with Children's Health Defense. She's just a pretty amazing woman. Pam Long, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you for honoring our veterans today.
Well, thank you for my freedom, Pam Long, and that's kind of what brought you and I together was freedom, medical freedom, and it's a good relationship. But boy, you've written a piece. You sent this image. The Douglas County Health Department is encouraging COVID and flu vaccines, COVID vaccines. After all of this, I about fell off my chair. And this is Douglas County Health Department. You know, the Douglas County voted to get out of Tri-County Health because of all the forced manipulation, coercion that was going on there. I expected a little more myself out of them. I was shocked when you sent this over.
I know. And it is a conservative stronghold county. And it just tells you the power of when the CDC and our state health departments, when they are grant funding what essentially is propaganda, our health departments are so accustomed to taking that grant money and publishing things that have no evidence in the scientific literature. And I just want to read it to your listeners, what this poster says. And you will probably see these similar posters in every county. It says, take time to immunize. Vaccination continues to protect against COVID-19 and flu. COVID in older adults. Staying current with your COVID-19 vaccines and boosters can prevent severe illness, hospitalizations, and death. Flu in older adults. The flu vaccine is adjusted each year to provide protection for that season's expected virus. People 65 and older should seek the flu vaccine designed for older adults. These contain an added ingredient to cause a better immune response to the vaccine. And I'd love to take some time today to show that the published scientific literature does not support any of these statements. This is a drug ad paid for by your taxpayer dollars.
Well, and it's a very important piece. We will publish it this weekend. I don't know how you have the time to research the essays that you do for us. There is so much important information in there, Pam.
Well, like your previous speaker just talked about, Scott Powell, that if everyone just took a few hours a week to put time into what they care about, we could all help each other on these freedom issues. And it doesn't take a lot of time to send a CORE request, which is a state-level FOIA request, to your county health department and say, you know, what are your references for this poster that, you know, this drug advertisement? What's your policy? And I will say, to my disappointment, Douglas County Health Department responded that they did not have any documents to support references for this information, and they did not reveal to me yet what type of funding they received for this.
Well, and I was at a store the other day, I can't remember if it was a hardware store or a grocery store, and across the loudspeaker, it was encouraging people, it must have been a grocery store, to get their COVID shot. I couldn't believe it. I know it's anecdotal, but I was talking with a family member who knows a young woman in her early 30s who now has such a high heart rate that sometimes she faints. And she correlates it to something that was jabbed into her body. So I'll just leave it at that.
Well, yes, absolutely. There are adverse effects. And when you hear those, they are essentially drug advertisements in your grocery store, posters at your community centers. These are drug advertisements, portrayed as public health announcements. And they're not giving you true informed consent, which would include the risks and benefits of every vaccine.
So I was just thinking about you when you said your informed consent. Don't you remember during COVID where if you went to a sporting event, or this is what I heard, a sporting event like at whatever we now call, our sporting event place downtown, Pepsi Center, whatever it was, that people were getting the jab with no documentation, no information at all. It's Crazyville.
It is Crazyville to get drive-through medicine, right? Essentially, what you're describing is that you would go through a drive-through and some stranger, you don't know their credentials, they're a temporary paid worker, you don't know how well they were trained. Without documentation, you'll never know the lot number to trace it back to if it were a hot lot or what we call lots that have a higher number of adverse events. So I strongly advocate against any type of drive-by medicine.
Well, and speaking of that, where we're located for the station, there's a large ethnic population all around here, and there is a large Asian market, and so a lot of people come to this, a lot of immigrants come to that market, and I was going out of the parking lot and take kind of a shortcut. This was within the last month or so, and I looked over, and I kid you not, there was a COVID bus there with the pop-up tent right there. And I thought, they are targeting our ethnic population. And it's not good when I see that, because it's not good for my blood pressure.
Well, they are targeting minorities. They target pregnant women as well. They target people on any type of government assistance. And often they use coercive tactics because they will threaten your immigration status. They'll threaten your benefits through Medicaid and Medicare. And, I want to go back to during the last major campaign where Greg Lopez had a great response to these vax buses. We can't solve how to get health care out to our veterans in rural and remote areas. I think we could put those buses to better use if we did so.
A very important point. You have really researched. Well, you know what? I think let's do this. Let's go to break and then go back through. You've really have the research in this piece that we'll publish this weekend regarding these different jabs. And it's so important. People, I think that one of the things and that we're learning about being a citizen, one of the things you have to do is to be self-assertive. And I think that we've been lulled into this idea. We'll talk about that when we come back. Let me make a note so I don't forget what I'm talking about here. That happens sometimes, Pam Long, because I get so many things going on in my brain. I'm talking with Pam Long about this piece that we will be publishing this weekend. And what really triggered it was a poster that she saw in Douglas County. So we will continue the conversation. We get to do that because we have great sponsors. One of those is Lauren Levy.
If you are 62 or older, a reverse mortgage could be a great tool regarding retirement and estate planning. It is essential to understand the process. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry and has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Licensed in 49 states, Kim Monson highly recommend Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
Johnny Stubbs Services uses only the best quality products to ensure that your heating and cooling systems run efficiently and last for years. Johnny Stubbs Services' team of experts is available to provide the proper guidance and help you make informed decisions about your heating and cooling needs. Johnny Stubbs Services prides themselves on delivering prompt and reliable service and stands behind their work with a satisfaction guarantee. JohnnyStubbsServices.com, the trusted contractor for all your heating and air conditioning needs. That's JohnnyStubbsServices.com.
Our future depends on educated, informed, and active citizens. You could do your part by reading Dr. James Lyons Weiler's latest articles at Popular Rationalism on Substack. That's PopularRationalism.substack.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Glory, glory,
welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at Kim at KimMunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. On the line with me is Pam Long, and we will be rolling out her essay this weekend in the newsletter. So to get first look, make sure you're signed up for that. I don't know if your ears were burning last night, Pam Long, but I am taking one of the courses from IPAC-EDU. That's Dr. James Linesweiler's great educational programs that he's putting together, matching amazing instructors with the intellectually curious. And I'm taking this course, Literature as Resistance, Ultimately to Totalitarianism. And the instructor is Brad Miller, who actually resigned from the Army about 8 months short of retirement because he refused to take the jab. He was a colonel and refused to have those under his command take the jab as well. And he said somehow, I think, he said that he's working with Children's Health Defense on their military component. And I said, do you know Pam Long? He goes, oh, I know Pam Long. So were your ears burning last night?
You know, that's so great that you mentioned this on Veterans Day, because Brad Miller is a part of the new Children's Health Defense military chapter, which just launched. So some of your listeners might be hearing this for the first time this past October, just a month ago. And I am the director of this wonderful team, which includes Brad Miller and many other rock stars from other branches as well.
Well, and I would highly recommend people check out IPAC-EDU.org and sign up for some of these courses. It's not too late to join our course, even though we're into it, that you can, when you sign up, you'll get the past classes as well. But we've got a lot more classes, and we're going through 1984 and Brave New World, and it's super interesting. But again, he knows you, and great respect for you and what you are doing. So let's get over here to, again, the essay that we will publish this weekend. Pam, I think that I was lulled into pre-COVID to whatever the medical industry said. You know, here's a pharmaceutical for this, here's a pharmaceutical for this, and they care about me, here's this vaccine. And I think we credited it to you, but I've realized that your well baby checks, your well child checks, they're really about pharmaceuticals. But I used to think, and I really think many of in the medical community thought that as well. COVID was the thing that woke us up. We were lulled into this idea that the medical community had our best interests in mind. And I realize now we have to be more self-assertive in our own health. And that's kind of how you and I met.
And you're absolutely right, is that most people think of their doctor as their friend. And the doctor thinks of you as a customer. And he wants to sell you a drug or a test or some type or a vaccine at every possibility. And I often have older people tell me, well, if the things you say about vaccines were true, my doctor would have told me. And that is a very naive approach to this business model, where you are the customer and they are selling a product. And two things happen. Doctors aren't going home after a long day and reading all the research like I am. And two, most doctors, And two, they have this inherent conflict of interest where they want to sell you a drug, and they have quotas for vaccines to receive benefits through insurance networks and their accreditation. And so I think a lot of people, like you said earlier, your word of the day is apathy, have been sort of apathetic about doing a consumer review of the medical products. We do consumer reviews on houses we buy and cars we buy, but we're just now learning to do a consumer review of the drugs we take. COVID taught us this, and that's what I present in the article, is that these claims that these COVID and influenza vaccines that are targeting the elderly are, you know, prevent death, the research says no. Prevent hospitalization, the research says no. You know, prevent severe illness, the research says no, in a nutshell.
Well, how many people did we know that said, I got my COVID shot and then I got COVID, but it's okay because I didn't get COVID nearly as bad and it's preventing death? That was the narrative that was being sold to people out there.
Right. And so that is also a claim of the influenza vaccine, that you might get influenza, but it won't be as bad. You won't have severe respiratory illness. But actually, the research shows, if you look at a journal called Vaccine, that is, you know, cited by the CDC, that if you take the influenza vaccine, it actually increases your risk of other respiratory illnesses by 65%. And, you know, there's over 200 different viruses that cause illness that are symptom to influenza. You know, rhinovirus, enterovirus, RSV, coronaviruses. The flu vaccine only targets 4 strains of influenza. So, and when we wrap our head around that, you know, that 4 strains out of 200 possible, you know, strains, is that really protection? And it's not. The research says that, you know, the flu vaccine might have a reduce your symptoms by 3%, and even by FDA standards, that is absolute drug failure. You know, to get a vaccine approved under normal circumstances, the drug needs to prove 50%, you know, effectiveness. And the flu vaccine, it historically has never accomplished this. Between the years 2014 and 2018, the flu vaccine has demonstrated on average a 65% failure rate. I mean, this recommendation for the flu vaccine, the literature overwhelmingly says it is not science-based. And the literature even makes very strong statements about, we don't understand why policy is not matching the evidence. The evidence does not support the recommendation of the influenza vaccine. And of course, we don't have all the long-term surveillance on the coronavirus vaccines like we do with influenza, which has been a longer program and has longer surveillance. But I mean, I can hint to why we recommend something that's not evidence-based, because it's very profitable.
So I'm going to go back then to self-assertive. Because there are protocols out there. I'm not a doctor, but there are protocols out there that people can do. There are things that people can do to try to prevent the flu. And I was just thinking about this, Pam. Don't you remember during COVID where the recommendation was to wash your hands? It's like, well, yes, you should wash your hands. I'm surprised people aren't. And then remember, wash your hands with soap under hot water and sing happy birthday to yourself. As I look back at that stuff, I'm like, are you kidding me?
We absolutely, you know, public health in my lifetime has never launched a very effective campaign on teaching the public about vitamin D and how vitamin D drastically decreases from October to March, which is our cold and flu season, because of the hemisphere we live in, and we have less sunlight during this time, and we get less vitamin D naturally from the sun. So we need to get outside more. We need to possibly supplement sources of vitamin D. That would be the biggest public health intervention of all time if we just made a poster about vitamin D and targeted the elderly. And again, why are the elderly susceptible to influenza and respiratory viruses during this time of year? A lot of them are living most of their time indoors, that, you know, in facilities, or just they have limited range in their mobility and their lifestyle. And so they're spending more time than younger people indoors and not getting sunlight. Vitamin D is absolutely the most critical thing intervention for reducing your risk of severe respiratory illness during the winter.
And again, you and I are not doctors, but there's all kinds of different articles out there regarding vitamin D. And I'm changing the subject just a little bit because, Pam, I feel we're at such a daunting time right now in our country. And last night with the Liberty Girls, it was really great to be with them and also talking about our Creator and this whole American idea that we're created in the image of God. And I used to think it was, you know, maybe more the physical thing, you know, two arms, two legs, whatever. But what I've really come to realize is that we're created in the image of God, which means that we are creators and that we have this creative and innovative mind. And when we use that for good, we can accomplish anything. And our founders realized that, you know, with the founding of this country. And of course, we're talking about Veterans Day tomorrow, all these veterans that have been willing to give their ultimate sacrifice for us. But I'm going to button this up because I have this Christmas cactus and I've been watching it and I can't believe Christmas is right around the corner. But this morning when I looked at it, I'm starting to see the buds come out for Christmas. And I thought, I just take that as real heart that our Creator is with us and that together, you know, we can address these things. We can reclaim our country. I think we're in the third founding of our country, and each and every one of us needs to step up. COVID, I think, woke so many people up, not to become woke, but to become awakened. And I know that I may be a little out there on this right now, but there's these big things that are on my heart right now. And finish this up. What do you think about all that, Pam Long?
Well, absolutely. We have to remember that our Creator gave us an amazing immune system, and we might not need all these things that are offered to us for the first part. Second part, you just reminded me of how important it is to have connections with community and life-giving community. And we need our veterans to get out this weekend, to go take advantage of all the businesses offering discounts and freebies. I love freebies. But more importantly, to have community and connect with people and talk about the bigger issues in life.
One other thing, speaking of that, I was talking to one of the husbands last night of one of the honorees, and they also both have a real heart for our veterans. And I'd shared the story that I shared in hour number one regarding Frank DeVita and Joe Shida, World War II veterans, and you know, traveling with them in Normandy. It was pretty amazing. And hence, you know, I have this show, America's Veteran Stories. And it's really been on my heart to get these stories because we need to have them. And this gentleman said, he said, Kim, this is great work that you're doing. When we no longer tell their stories and no longer say their names, then they go away. And so, Pam Long, it is on my heart to honor our veterans and tell their stories as long as the good Lord allows me to do that. And I am dedicated to do that, Pam Long.
Thank you so much, Kim, for all that you do.
I guess I was asking for a thank you. That was kind of, I'm sorry, I was kind of pandering there. I'm so sorry. I don't like to do that.
Do not be sorry, Kim. You are out there bringing attention to these Medal of Honor winners and everything that's going on with the Marine Memorial Foundation. You are doing really good work, and we are so thankful. And I will say that as a veteran, I am so thankful for you.
I feel like I was asking for that, and I want to say thank you to you. It's the veterans, and I want to just keep those names and those stories alive. And I'm dedicated to do that, and so many people help us do that. So Pam Long, can't wait to publish your piece. I know it's going to be so informative for people, and that will come out this weekend in the newsletter.
Thank you so much, Kim.
And Pam Long, she's got a lot of fans from the show. I always hear a lot on the text line, 720-605-0647, when she is on. And I do want to mention Jansen Photography. When we think about this great American idea, people stepping forward, Mary Jansen is a real stateswoman. She stepped forward to serve on Lakewood City Council. She worked, she brought it up. She said, let's get this these property taxes down. And because of that, she was able to be a catalyst for Lakewood to reduce their mill levy, which is a big, big deal. And she and her husband, Glenn, have Jansen Photography in Lakewood, not that far from the Marine Memorial, but a beautiful property, and they help you with those memories of your family, your children, your senior student, and then also you need that great photo, that first impression for your business or political career. Jansen Photography is the place to go. J-A-N-S-S-E-N photography.com. So important. And the sponsors that I work with, I know them all personally, and one of those is Boson Law.
Boson Law is a local law firm dedicated to helping injured individuals in Denver and the surrounding areas fight for the justice they deserve. Boson Law focuses on personalized representation tailored to your unique situation, with one-on-one attention and counsel and consistent communication. Boson Law personal injury attorneys have extensive trial experience and have successfully represented clients against the interests of powerful corporations, manufacturers, insurance companies, and government agencies. Contact Boson Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary in-person consultation. Again, that number is 303-999-9999. Call now at 303-999-9999. 9999.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love the Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields, so they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
Shooting outside can be limited, but at Franktown Firearms' 10-lane, 30-yard indoor range, the weather is always just right. Franktown's range supports handguns, shotguns, rifles up to 50 caliber, and even black powder loads. And safety equipment is provided for free. Since Franktown's range is connected with their gun store, they have a full selection of rental firearms so you can try before you buy to ensure that it's a good fit for you. And if you become a member at Franktown Firearms and Shooting Range, you can even access the range after hours. The range is very well ventilated with fresh air constantly, so you can breathe easy while you shoot. Most importantly, Franktown Firearms is a family-owned and operated gun store. At Franktown, you will be treated with respect as their client because they want you to be confident with your shooting and keep coming back. So use your own gun or try a new one on the range at Franktown Firearms today. Go to klzradio.com/Franktown to find out more. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
His truth is marching on.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm just my heart is just thinking about all of our veterans, people that have stepped forward, whether or not combat veteran or not, stepping forward to serve our country, to protect our freedom. This interview that we will be broadcasting this week and this weekend, 3 to 4 p.m. on Sunday with Pepe Ramirez. Joe, I think one of the things that he said is Marines, that no matter where you are, cook, chef, whatever, there, everybody has the I think it was the rifle training. And he was talking about one battle. I think it was maybe it was Belle Wood. Now I can't remember, in World War I, where they basically put everybody, you know, on the line there. And so whether or not combat veteran or supply or whatever, each and every one of you have stepped forward, and you never know what's going to happen. You've been willing to put your life on the line for us, and I really greatly, greatly appreciate that. If you'd like to call in and just to say something about our veterans, I would love to have you do that. That number is 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600. And so I'm also going to go through some of these text messages. That's 720-605-0647. That is 720-605-0647. And again, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and take some time to just reflect on these freedoms that we have. And it is now our time and duty as civilians to step forward and make sure that we don't have, that we're so apathetic that we let this whole thing get by us. And our kids will look at us and say, you know, what were you doing? And last night I started my speech with we live in the best of times, and we live in the worst of times as well. And so we need to continue to work to pass on something really great to the next generation. Vitamin D. One of our listeners said organic calf liver has a lot of vitamin D. Sorry, I just can't get there. My mother used to every once in a while fix liver. And I can eat pate. I could like that because there's crackers and whatever. But I can't do the liver thing. And I know it's got all kinds of vitamins in it. But she would disguise it, which I thought was really unfair. She would disguise it, and that first bite, it's like, oh, Mom, how could you do this to me? But I know. Thank you for your text messages on that. But I just can't get there on that. Let's see here. And I think we've got some calls coming in. I'd like to hear what you have to say about our veterans. 303-477-5600. Continuing on. Oh, one of our listeners, this is totally political. It says, Polis has never done anything for the people that does not benefit for his long-term goals. Other countries do not allow advertising for drugs. Why do we? And, okay. Okay. And, government wants to eliminate older population because Medicare is bankrupt. Oh, yeah, we've got some other conversations to have on that. We've got Jack in Julesburg on the line. Jack in Julesburg, what's on your radar?
Hey, Kim, top of the morning to you, young lady. You're just hitting another Grand Slam home run today.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I know Wyatt from Wyoming, and he's a combat veteran, just an outstanding fella. He calls in quite a bit. He and his partner, I won't say her name because everybody knows who it would be. Anyway, Wyatt is a top-notch guy. I go to church with him, been friends with him for a lot of years. He's just an outstanding guy. And then I got a neighbor out here that I run cattle with. His name's Louis Starzell, and he's a Marine. And he was over in, I don't know how many different countries in the Middle East. Anyway, he's a outstanding guy, got three just outstanding girls, and I've known Louis about 20 years. We run cattle together. So I want to recognize Louis Starzell and Wyatt from Wyoming this morning.
Thank you, Jack in Julesburg. Thank you for that. And again, call in if you have a veteran who you would like to highlight. And we have Gammy on the line as well. And again, Jack in Julesburg, thank you so much. Gammy, you have a veteran that you'd like to honor?
I have several things for the veterans. Number one, on YouTube, and I'll send it to you, is a small video called A Tribute to the Warriors. And it is 9 minutes, and it is made by two Marines, and it is absolutely heartrending. But secondly, in light of the fact that all these negative things are coming out, you know, everywhere, literally data that this government, the CIA, the this, the that, provoked and promoted wars so that people say, well, that war was no good. You know, like when I was young, it was the Vietnam War because I was just getting out of high school. And my friends went, one of my friends had half his face blown off in the Vietnam War. And so a lot of our vets that we meet, you know, through UADF, Kiggs Group, and everybody else, they've had bad experiences because they fought for the country. Some people said, well, that wasn't even an honorable war. I think the most important takeaway that we need to remind every veteran and everyone that has served, whether it's men or women, you know, medical or war whatever it is in battle, the people that served are totally beautiful warriors and heroes because they served for freedom. It doesn't matter what the PBIs and all intended, the fake Charlie Wilson wars or the this war. The men and women served with their whole hearts, bodies, minds, souls, and now it is our duty as citizens in this Greek grassroots patriot world to fight, like the VA when they don't treat our vets right, and everywhere else where they are not being properly, you know, treated. We need to fight for our veterans and for those who are in distress right now, which are tons of them, because the VA and all the bad guys are giving them bad drugs, bad medicine, bad advice. We love them. We tell them, you, all those things you always say, you are worthy, you know, you are needed, and you are appreciated. Doesn't matter if someone labels a war good or bad. That human being went to that war, and they fought for freedom and for honor. So it doesn't matter what the politicians and the stupid central bankers all over the world are pulling our strings as puppeteers. These people fought with their lives, and we are going to fight right beside them till the last drop of my blood. We're fighting for all these things that are being destroyed, and these vets are heroes no matter what.
Thank you, Gammy. Thank you. And certainly, I do want to mention the VA. I do know there are those that have gotten good care there as well. So I did want to mention that. Gammy, you brought tears to my eyes as well. And we have a duty. This has been given to us. There's been blood and treasure, those willing to give blood and treasure. Tomorrow, honor them. Make sure that we tell the stories to our children. Check out America's Veteran Stories on Sunday, 3 to 4 p.m. The interview with Pepe Ramirez will be so inspiring. Gammy, thank you. Jack and Julesburg, all of you out there, all of you on the text messages, thank you so much. It takes my breath away. So with that, my friends, our quote for the end of the show is anonymous. I don't know who said it, but it goes like this. It says, our veterans, we don't know them all, but we owe them all. So, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.